Hello, my name is Adrian Jevisani, and I'm the Executive Manager of Advice Services at IFS. One of the most enjoyable aspects of the work we do relates to how we work across more than a dozen super funds, each looking to solve the advice scalability challenge to help make advice more affordable and accessible for their members. We're instigating a spotlight series where we'll give you the opportunity to learn a little bit more about the funds we work with and what new approaches they are taking to financial advice delivery. With significant regulatory reform in the wings, learning from one another's failures and successes ensures that we can accelerate the much-needed positive change we're all seeking. Now, today I would like to introduce you to Michael Young, Manager Member Advice at Vision Super. Michael, how are you?
Excellent. Very well. Thank you, Adrian. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. Now, Michael, first question, who are you and what do you do?
Absolutely. Look, I lead the advice delivery at Vision Super. So Vision Super, a fund that recently merged on the 1st of March with Active Super. So we've been in a very big transition period over the last 12 months. We have a team of limited advisors and comprehensive advisors here at Vision Super. So six limited advisors spread across Victoria, New South Wales, and 11 comprehensive advisors, again, spread across Victoria, New South Wales, and some of our regional offices as well. So we're looking at places like Wollongong, Newcastle, Tamworth, and Ballina. But really my main focus is making advice accessible and affordable while supporting the fund's goal of engagement, retention, and retirement outcomes.
That's great. And if you could, yeah, just a little bit more of an insight into how Vision Super is kind of put together when it comes to advice and education delivery.
Absolutely. Look, we take advice and education as a real layered approach. So right at the base, we have our on-the-road education team. So our educators, they travel to workplaces across Victoria and New South Wales, delivering a lot of group sessions, seminars, webinars, really wherever there's a demand, we get out to our workplaces and engage with the employers. Being a local government industry fund, so local governments throughout Victoria and New South Wales, we have a huge scope of members really to see and all different workplaces. Look, as an example, at Adrian, just last week I was up in Mildura helping out the growth team, and we're delivering a whole lot of seminars up in Mildura, Wentworth, before the growth team headed up to Broken Hill.
So that's a real
Following.
point of difference, right, Michael, being both on the ground and also trying to deliver advice from a sort of central hubs.
Absolutely. Look, we take it really seriously being able to get out there and see members where they are. You know, we realise members aren't always going to be the ones to engage with us first. They need that encouragement, and they need the help of us being able to go there and see them where it's convenient for them in an environment that they feel comfortable with. And that way we can start that engagement interaction. And look, a lot of those engagements and interactions lead us across to our retirement health check service. So it's something that we recently bought, well, when I say recently, something that we bought in about 2 years ago. It allows us to be able to engage with members and provide them a really detailed projection on where they are and what their retirement outcomes look like. The retirement health check's been an absolutely game changer for us. It's allowed us to engage with members far earlier than what we were previously. It's quite often the very first step for them coming and engaging with the advice team. We then move across to our limited advice team, and we have a robust limited advice team, again, able to help members on pretty much anything to do with their superannuation. And a majority of those members who really aren't there and ready for comprehensive advice are engaging with that limited advice team. Now, we try and make that as accessible as possible, whether that's over the phone, via Zoom, or in person at one of our offices. And again, we have our comprehensive advice team, which I think most people are aware of and know how the comprehensive side works. Now, that's our advice and education delivered by person. Now, we are looking at ways that we can engage with members outside of the traditional face-to-face as well, and whether that's enhancing our digital tools that members have available to them to make sure that it's specific to them and relatable for them. Our calculators and, you know, the campaigns that we run at targeted times and to targeted members to encourage that advice and to encourage that interaction and engagement with us.
And look, I know that for my team, they were very appreciative of the fact that you were willing to give the retirement health check proposition a go. You know, we we learned a lot from that experience, and now looking to how that can be delivered through sort of general advice license channels. That's an example of something that we want to be able to scale, but doing it well, doing it safely is also a critical priority for us as well. But, you know, staying with advice, there might be some cynicism here in terms of why super funds are motivated to provide advice, but like how does Vision Super measure success when it comes to outcomes from advice, education, I guess, services provided?
Absolutely. Look, success for us is members making informed decisions with greater confidence and delivering better retirement outcomes. And ultimately, that's what we're here for. All the education that we provide to members, all the interactions that we have, all of the advice meetings that we have, it's all to give that member the confidence and the decision-making ability for them to be able to get better retirement outcomes. How do we actually measure that? Look, we measure it through our satisfaction ratings. We have confidence levels that members, you know, tell us how they're feeling as opposed to us making assumptions as to how they're feeling. And we also look at actual account behaviours post-advice. So we have a really strong BI team, and we actually track the account movements within members' accounts following advice interactions. So it's all good for me to sit here and say, you know, we give so many bits of advice to members. But what does that actually mean? And what does that mean from a member account interaction? And we can actually see that members who are engaging with the fund and engaging with advice are resulting in far better outcomes through additional contributions, through being in the right investment mix, and through the increased confidence level.
I think that's really important to have those success measures defined that you track in a way. I mean, you're probably one of the more data-led clients we work with, and when we're trying to work out how you best influence member outcomes, retirement incomes and the like, we're going to have to be able to test different approaches and know which approaches are working better than others. So I think that's a really good a point you make there around how you're making decisions.
Absolutely. And look, you know, further than that, Adrian, you know, we project our members' balances across to an ASFA standard. And we use ASFA both within the retirement income strategy, but, you know, being an industry standard and a very common one and one that members can understand. We look at how our members are tracking towards meeting a comfortable or modest lifestyle.
Yeah.
That's something that we actively look at. So, you know, we want to increase, and we are targeting to increase the amount of members that can achieve a comfortable lifestyle, away from, you know, not being able to achieve anything at all, but moving from modest up to comfortable and even beyond.
Beautiful. Now, here's a rare opportunity to be boastful, which is something that, particularly amongst member-owned funds, we can be a little bit shy and bashful in terms of patting ourselves on the back. But what do you believe Vision Super is doing really well when it comes to your advice and education offering?
Absolutely. Look, we take great pride in our personalised member service. So, again, we don't think one size fits all members. There's going to be a range of members that are happy with digital, but there's a huge cohort that still want that personal service. And it's something that we really feel strongly about. And whether that's through the advice channels, the growth team, we want to be able to provide that personalised service to the members and be able to make them feel comfortable and confident that service that they're receiving is up to the standard that they expect. Again, and I mentioned it before, you know, we're happy to meet members where they are. And the growth team are consistently on the road, whether that's Warrnambool, Cobar, via Zoom or phone. It's about what's most important for the member, not what's most important for us. So look, we take that commitment seriously. We excel at blending education and advice. So whether that's seminars, calculators, retirement health checks, it's about making sure that they work seamlessly together. So a member isn't getting different results from different tools. It's still a challenge and still something that we work towards, but it's something that we really engage with and really feel confident with. And again, it's about making that member, you know, giving that member a clear pathway and clear awareness for what they have and what they can achieve.
With all that regional travel, Michael, you might want to consider having the team run a competition of Australia's best meat pie or vanilla slice. Staying with the kind of advice theme, obviously, so what would you say is one of your biggest challenges to solve for at the moment?
Look, I don't think our challenges are necessarily unique when we look at the market. Scaling advice and scaling it in a cost-effective way is always going to be a challenge. We would love every single member to sit in front of an advisor if we could. It's just not financially possible, but also, it's just not going to happen. So being able to work out how we can scale advice, not just advice, education and general interactions. In a way that is meaningful and going to produce good results for the members. Look, member needs are ever complex. We're going through the baby boomers, the Gen Xers, the millennials, who all want to interact in different ways. We want to make sure that we're interacting with the members at the right level that they expect. A lot of the millennials aren't necessarily interested in as much face-to-face, and we get that feedback. So it's making sure that we are providing it the way that they want, but being able to balance the demand for that traditional face-to-face with digital, with on-demand, with hybrid advice, really trying to bring all of those together in a very strong, meaningful way is the challenge that we take on every day.
Yeah, and so I think, you mentioned there around the challenges of, the aspiration of having all members retire with advice or some form of assistance, but the commercial reality is making that almost impossible. Our hope, IFS, that is that by straight lining what are the kind of specific member outcomes we're looking to influence to the greatest extent. Maybe there are, maybe not in the form it takes today, but there is a way in which advice can be evolved to make it possible to deliver to every member before they retire on the path to retirement. It might look very different to what we know of it today, but I think the fact that you said you were willing to give the retirement health check a go, now you have a service that can scale that gives a member a pretty good insight on the path they're on towards retirement and the implications of making one or two decisions along the way. That was not something that kind of existed a couple of years ago. So, well, what are the other opportunities to look at very clear propositions like that, and just deliver that, not financial planning in its traditional form? So, I would say keep the aspiration. It's important to have that. So when it comes to innovation, what's the thing you're working on now? What's the next big initiative for UC at Vision Super?
Absolutely. So, look, at the moment, we're looking at expanding our limited advice capabilities. So, we're trying to grow that team. And again, because that allows us to deliver advice at scale. We're in the process of moving our retirement health checks towards a general advice license. And I know we mentioned that earlier. That will allow the advisors to be able to, or the general advisors to be able to interact with more members. And again, the importance of that retirement health check from a fund and strategic point of view. To create that engagement and that one-on-one service, we want as many members going through a retirement health check as possible. Every bit of data that we have shows that members who engage with that are going to have going to make more positive changes to their fund. The other one that we're looking at the moment, as many funds are, is looking at digital and hybrid advice opportunities. So again, how can we scale in a slightly more cost-effective way and engage with more members the way that they want to be engaged with? That digital hybrid advice, we think, is an area that can produce that for us. So again, the challenge that we have there and what we're looking at is, well, how does that work? How does the crossover work from a digital opportunity to that member-facing? And we keep on hearing consistently from our members and from the research. That members still want confirmation that what they're doing is right for them. So how can we ensure that what the digital advice tools are providing, we as advisors are able to pick that up and provide that confirmation and provide that reassurance that the changes that they're making are correct. And again, more importantly, we're trying to partner with groups that share our values. So we want people that can innovate and align to what our key targets are. We don't want to have a stale offering that doesn't change. It's about the ever-changing aspects of both technology, AI, and how all of those start to work towards achieving the retirement goals.
No, look, I kind of go back to the fact that You as a leader, you've been willing yourself to try things, not quite knowing what the outcome might be, albeit, you know, still within a safe environment. But nonetheless, I think the fact that I know that my team looks to you as you know, sort of like the guinea pig, I guess, of the next idea, or there's been plenty that you've brought to us yourself. So we really encourage that amongst our clients. But
I was going to say, and with that, we are just about to start off a trial for the digital risk profile offering that IFS have created. So a select group of our advisors are about to start emailing the digital risk profile and trying to encourage members to complete that prior to a meeting. We see that as something that can deliver a lot of efficiency within a meeting, but also try and give a bit of control back to the member that they can, go through these tools themselves, knowing that when they do originally eventually have a meeting, that they can then get that confirmation from the advisor that, the decisions that they've made are right for them. But again, through the meeting, less time within the meeting required going through a traditional risk profile, which ultimately means that our advisors, will eventually be able to start seeing more members because we are able to reduce the time that's required in a member meeting.
Spot on. And, you mentioned hybrid advice and, the variance in how it's applied across our clients. We've got some that view hybrid advice where you've got a financial planner still using a tool that just makes their job more efficient. There's a clear case and benefit for that. And then we've got the kind of another form of hybrid where really the human is more of a concierge helping a member use a tool. Now, I think that this is where we get to test with different clients for good reason to see what are the results we get from that. Are members needing any form of human interaction in that experience and are just as likely to proceed, assuming the advice is in their interest, in their best interest, or do they really need that advice kind of coming from a human's mouth and so the tool is more efficiency gain? I'm a little bit on the fence that myself. So it's great we've got clients kind of testing that in different forms. So Michael, here's the opportunity to be unconstrained. Describe the perfect advice and education model within a super fund context, assuming there's no constraints when it comes to rules and technology and commercial considerations. What would it look like?
Absolutely. So, in an ideal world, we'd have a fully integrated tiered system of digital advice, hybrid models, comprehensive advice, pool for full personal advice. We'd have digital engagement where members can start with calculators. We can give really detailed and specific nudges to members to try and get them where they should go. Personalised digital education behind member login screens, and making sure that we're capturing all the data to be able to, again, provide them with those specific nudges and get them to where we want to get them to and where we think they should get to. Leading into a really seamless hybrid type of advice model. So something where we can transition easily from digital tools to general advice, to limited advice, to comprehensive, to self-engagement, to absolutely every interaction with the fund, where, in a perfect world where there could be AI that tells the consultants very seamlessly the engagements that have happened previously. The member doesn't need to feel like that they're re-egging over the same story and telling the same story over and over again. A way where we can then triage members easily into the right channel. So we want to make sure that the members are speaking to the right person at the right time, not needing to go through two or three layers to get to that right person and potentially not even get to that right person. Ideally, how do we get all of that working? And then to make sure that we have a personal advice proposition that members can then get the advice in the simplest, easiest way without needing to get a 60 or 80 page document to tell them to go to a fairly simple strategy. To be able to make advice, make interaction, make super, make finances simple, clear, and easy to understand without the jargon that we always have to have, without the need to try and, cover ourselves and cover them and cover everybody, to know that when they're getting advice, it's the best advice that they could get because we've known everything about them right up from the start, where they've engaged with the calculators, right to the end where we've been able to get them into the position that they could potentially get to.
That sounds awesome. For those that hopefully there's a few people listening to this, Michael, and if you're from a technology company or you're a consultant, you're wondering how you can best help super funds with their advice and education models. I think that's a really good insight into how this all needs to come together. If advice remains a bit of an outpost in a super fund, it's only ever going to get so much attention. And I think that you spoke to a much more integrated proposition there, which I think in some form absolutely is what we need to be looking to. Well, Michael, look, I just want to say a big thank you for being so open with sharing what you're up to, what your thoughts and ideas are. But also, genuinely, you run a great ship there at Vision Super. You've got a team that's very productive, but also produces high quality of advice. And the fact that you do spend quite a lot of your time thinking about how advice could be done differently, how we can scale it, I think that's a real template for what a great partnership model looks like. So thanks for joining this discussion today. And I look forward to sharing more of our client spotlights in this series coming going forward.
Thanks very much for having me, Adrian, and been a pleasure sharing.